Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mitchell and Michael Show, which means it's just us two, and we don't do anything else, do we, Michael?
I don't know what you're suggesting.
I feel like you have been a bit of a slut.
How dare you? Well, I didn't bring anyone into our bed. It's still the Mitchell and Michael Show. Our show is untouched. I just maybe visited another show.
It's like a little bit better, but it still hurts.
You know, I did, like, I was in someone else's house. Surely that's better. I didn't bring him home.
Does that make it better?
Does it make it better?
Nah.
If you've been in this situation, tell us, does it make it better? Hey, today is Worst Invention Wednesday as well. So that's coming up very shortly. Just, you got to figure out, like, are my ideas the worst or are actual things people sold the worst?
But first, we will kick it off with what happened while we were sleeping. Long-time listeners of the show would know that if these are any good, I put them in the podcast. If they're not, they don't. But they're in, and there's news, and there's jokes about it. Michael Ross, truckloads of avocados are left to rot after being dumped in regional Australia after going to waste. However, these avocados only have a street value of about 17 bucks because they're shepherds and they're gross. No, but people are very sad.
That's the farmer's choice, isn't it? I mean, you could sell them, but
just
like,
take
it's not
the,
worth
just
it.
Take the year off, or take the half year off. It's an off season. You know, you don't have to play in the off season. Just chill. Magros, a widespread drenching is on the cards over the coming days as a significant rain event wallops the country's east coast. They could see half a metre of rainfall, one of the biggest in history, or as the Northwest calls it, a Wednesday in November.
Hey! That's just for you.
That's right. And Luke Shuey is ruled out of the game against Melbourne on Sunday with a hip injury, joining the other seven players out with hippie injuries. Because
they went to the hippie club.
Yep. You're welcome.
Great. That was everything that happened while he was sleeping. Kings of Leon now. Yeah.
Yeah, also Mark McGowan's extended his COVID powers until 2023. But I have any jokes about that because that's not funny. No, I don't do that. I don't have a joke. I hooked it so people need to know.
Yeah, that was a real need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good, I said it.
Welcome to Worst Invention Wednesday.
Oh, this was such a bad idea.
That's right, some of the worst ideas through history. All you got to do, Mitch, is figure out which of the worst ideas is actually my idea hidden in there.
Right.
I got three for you.
Yep.
And you just got to find my one. So let's kick it off with the fantastic invention of the rubber bumper. Have you ever been driving down the road and thought, I'm hitting too many pedestrians? So why don't we put a little rubber seat on the front of the car if you hit the pedestrian? They can just sit on down.
That's pretty cool.
It's not a bad idea. But is it my idea? We'll have to figure that one out. How about chive lawns? The great Sir Walter Chive lawn. Have you wanted your lawn to look beautiful but also be practical? When you mow it, a lovely smell of fragrant sweet garlic fills the air.
Is that like sour cream and chives?
Yeah, so you head out onto your lawn and you're like, oh, I need some chives for my baked potato. Mm. And you just clip your lawn because your lawn is made of chives.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea as well. And finally, could this be my invention? The spaghetti fork. What's the spaghetti fork, you ask? Well, you take an egg beater, but you remove the actual beating part. You put the fork in there, and then you have a fork with a little turny handle, so you can twirl your spaghetti in one swift motion.
Oh, that's a good
Would
one.
That be invented by an Italian such as myself? All you got to do is figure out which of these worst inventions is mine.
I've heard the rubber bumper one before. I got a theory that maybe you've floated this before, and that's why it's in my head. The twirly spaghetti one seems like it would have been done, like it's been done before. And the chive one seems dumb. So I'm going to say that your idea is the rubber bumper on a car.
That was a real invention in the early 1900s for cars because Because this is fascinating. Car incidents, like car accidents with pedestrians in the US, 20,000 a year.
Really?
People were running over each other left, right, and centre. So someone said, what if we put a little seat on the front to catch them? That is not mine. No, mine, in fact, was the Chive Lords.
Yeah, okay, now I think that is the worst one.
It is the worst idea on there. But it feels like someone out there has probably done it,
yeah.
But it was my idea today.
I don't think anyone would have done that.
And spaghetti forks, why would I invent that? Because I know how to twirl spaghetti. My grandpa doesn't, my Australian grandpa. He used to cut it with a knife and fork.
Oh, that's racist. Michael Ross, we don't like the things I'm going to talk about, but there's stuff that you might need to know. Maybe in the office you've got younger colleagues, maybe you've got kids, maybe you've got a younger friend group, and you don't care about this sort of stuff. But it's good to know what's happening in, like, the world of young people. So I want to bring you some information. You tell me if that is, like, a yay or nay on if people should know this thing. I don't have an opener, but we'll do this one. And you guys are Scotty.
We're all Scotty. And this is all stuff that's on a real need-to-know or don't-need-to-know basis.
So, for example... Kardashians, right?
All right, we're ready.
No. We're ready.
So, no one that listens to this show or this station would ever care about the Kardashians. But there's stuff you need to know.
I've never watched.
No, no one ever has because you have a brain. Now, Michael Ross, Kim Kardashian and her comedian boyfriend, Pete Davidson, still together.
Still together.
Still together, going strong.
Look. I think that actually is kind of like a need to know.
Really?
Because she was famously with Kanye West for many years. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is important to know, like, case, who's with who.
In case the kids bring it up.
Yeah.
And you're not like, oh, is she still with the Kanye?
Yeah. Is she still Kim Kardashian West? And they're like, okay. Get out of here, gotcha. Old man.
Gotcha. Now, Michael Ross, do you want to know who got eliminated from Big Brother last night? Oh. Could it come up at work? Maybe around the water cooler? Maybe at the bus stop? Maybe you're a bit too old and you're at a bar and you're trying to pick up a younger lady and you hear them say something about former male model Josh being eliminated. You now know that it's from Big Brother Australia.
That's not need to know. If you're near the water cooler and people start talking about Big Brother, put your head in the water cooler.
And finally... we are talking about a man making a comeback who was recently banned. Don't call it a comeback. Now he's returning to Twitter. That is D. Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Elon Musk, after he bought Twitter, has said that he will lift the ban on Donald Trump.
That is a need to know.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is. It is need to know because... He is like one of the, like he's an ex-president. He is like one of the most influential men of all time. His tweets are wild.
Yep.
Like people love talking about him.
Yep.
So that actually is need to know.
Plus, a lot of older people love racism. So.
That too. You need to know that Donald Trump's back, but pity you don't know how to use Twitter. Tell you what, hairdressers have got a great new feature that you can select when you get your hair done, and that is saying that you want no talk and you want it to be just absolutely quiet. And that suits me just perfectly, Mitch.
It's just because you don't have to force the small talk. We don't like it. And if you get the option to say no, that's great. And at the hairdressers, glad they're bringing that in. But where else? You think at a urinal?
Oh, do not talk to me while I've got my old mate out.
Yeah,
that is
I
the
know.
Wrong time.
I know. That's like for me, it's a full-time job that I'm focusing on. It's bloody two hands and all me 1-800-011.
All your brain power right there. We got Cindy from Newman on the line now. Cindy, where do you think there should be no talk?
I know it's a bit specific, but I reckon in like cams in business hours.
Okay.
Specifically in business hours.
I was going to say, it sounds like there's no talking in your office right now.
Why business hours?
It's because, like I've called a couple of cabs, and I just, like, I know it's during business hours, so I'm like, I know, like, I just want to focus it, like, on my work or just, you know, get into the mindset. And then you've got like that casual conversation going and you're like, no, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to have that. Like, I'm happy to sit in awkward silence.
Quiet servant. But so, yeah. So at like 5:01, you're all good with the chit chat?
Okay, we'll give it a little bit longer. But like, I mean, like, you know, at 2:00 when, you know, if you're coming, you know, had a few drinks or something, yeah, by all means, have a bit of a chat. No one thinks you're quiet after a few drinks.
I don't mind that. That's a good idea. So
first thing in the morning, you just jump in, you're on your way somewhere, and you're just like, okay, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, you know, like, how's things? Like, which is fine. Like, you can say, hi, how are you going? But like, just like the need to make the small talk.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need during business hours.
Yeah, like, I'm happy to sit in nice, quiet, just, you know, go drive, focus, you know, take in the sights as they go past.
You must be after a few drinks right now. Because thanks so much for giving us a call and having a chat. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks.
For the drive home in the afternoons. If you've been listening lately, because we have been across the southwest and Narrogin Katanning this morning, Mitch, we've featured in Cliff's Drive Home.
Yeah.
So that people can get a little understanding of what they're going to be served up, like on the Mitchell.
Yeah, then you can't complain. You're like, bloody, it was on the menu.
And he said to me, he's like, hey, I know that you do silly voices, Michael, on your show.
And you go, no, that's how I speak.
And he said, can you do a silly voice for me? And I'm sorry, mate, but I have, you know, I have put out my abilities to Cliff.
Definitely have.
And I was there with him alone and we recorded a little something. And I thought it was just best to be honest with you and upfront and say, look, I was on another show doing something that we would do.
What'd you do,
man? You know, like, have a little listen. It's just me doing like a silly voice.
Vladimir Putin has been, and we quote, stunned to discover that his lover is pregnant again. He was said to be subdued and withdrawn on hearing that she was expecting. This we believe to be total rubbish because the CIA has released a little bit of audio that they've picked up from the satellites of Vladimir's reaction when he was told that he was going to be a dad again. I'll just play a little bit of this here.
Sorry, what did you say? Did you say baby? We have not a baby. But I'm 70 years, excuse me.
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes!
Oh, hello, baby, I love you so much. Congratulations.
Yeah, very nice. Subdued and withdrawn? I bet he wasn't.
So that was,
first of all,
myself as Vladimir. Unbelievably, it wasn't the real Vladimir.
Yeah. First of all, if you could only be that funny on this show, I would be so thankful.
So you thought it was good?
And secondly, I bet my firstborn child, speaking of babies, which I have, that everyone in their car, because Cliff did it, hilarious, funny, creative. Hilarious. We did it, childish.
800-011-666 is the number you need if you want to call us anytime before 9:00. And we're talking She'll Be Right.
Yeah, it's just there's so many problems in your life that can wait. She'll be right. I have a broken key. I'd tape it back together. It's fine. Sometimes I have to try 4 times to start my car, but it will start.
You have a broken back.
Yeah.
She'll be right.
Just keep working out and she'll be right.
That's what we want to know. 1-800-011-666. We got Paul from Exmouth on the line. Paul, what are you treating as a she'll be right?
G'day, fellas. Yeah, look, I drive a manual car. Apologies if you're just automatic drivers, but you know the boot that goes around the stick. So you've got the stick of the car, and then you've got the leather thing that goes around it.
Yeah.
A while ago, that sort of started to tear and whatnot, and I just ripped it off. So you can see down to like the transmission and whatnot. Rather than getting it replaced, I've just left it, and it's been 6 months now. Obviously, when you eat and you drive and whatnot, a few things have fallen down there, and I think I'm expecting at any point sort of a fry to get jammed up in the transmission, and the car won't work anymore. But yeah, that's probably my she'll be right moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anything, that's good though, because you can see if there's going to be a problem.
That's true.
You don't have to guess.
Yeah, but also there's a few things that have gone down there, and I don't know if they've gone. I don't know if they've gone straight through to the bottom, or I don't know.
Don't worry, mate. I'm sure mechanics have found much worse in cars.
I'll be okay.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, fellas.
It is the end of an era. After 21 years, we say farewell to the iPod.
Oh, no. More like Dipod.
Good one. The iPod saved Apple. It saved Apple computers, I reckon. Yeah. Steve Jobs came back to the company in the late 90s and pitched the iPod. When it first appeared, 1,000 songs it could hold, 1,000 CD quality songs.
That's a lot.
It weighed
then.
Like 6 ounces.
Really?
The first one. Do you remember them? They were big and clunky. And
now
they
if
were
I know ounces, and I do. 6 is a lot.
If there was one, there was one must-have product.
Yeah.
If you were a kid of the early 2000s, it was the iPod. I remember using mine at school, listening on the bus.
Wasn't there a cooler one, like a Nano or a Shuffle or something?
Yeah, I had a Nano, but that had a screen. And they got smaller and smaller to the point where, yeah, the Shuffles had no screen. You just put your music on there. They're really simple.
They're like the size of a bulldog clip.
Yeah, exactly. Those ones. They were the second generation ones. And while I was on the bus home from school one day, there was a kid from another school bragging to his mates that he had stolen the little iPod Shuffle, the little clip Shuffle.
And you snitched on him, and that's how you got that scar.
No. I don't have a scar. Now, I was listening in. I was sitting with my mate, and we're just listening to him brag about, like, he was in the change rooms, and he was saying that, like, it was just sitting there, like, clipped to someone's bag.
Yeah.
That's not really just sitting there.
Yeah.
It is someone else's, mate. And he's just pinched it. But because it has no screen, he's talking about he doesn't know what's on there.
Oh, so he's probably going, have I gotten a good one?
Have I pinched a good iPod Shuffle? And I kid you not, he presses play.
The first time hearing it.
He's got the headphones in.
Yeah.
He presses play and he goes, oh, no, it's the Spice Girls. It's that.
What do you mean? That's a banger. That's like finding.
You gotta, this guy with his shorts like halfway to his knees. You know, the big DCs, the big globes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'm
like,
aware. I was that guy.
He was not expert. He wanted some M&M or something. Oh. Instead, it looks like he's stolen like a Year 9 girl's iPod Shuffle.
Or mine.
I'm going to bring back one of our favourite games.
Yeah.
Where in Australia is this strangely named place? Where in Australia is this strangely named place? That's right. All across our great nation, there are many places with bizarre names. All you need to do for me this morning, Mitchell Tinley, is reveal which state this peculiar place is.
Okay.
And the first one is very peculiar indeed. Where is Peculiar Knob? Is it in the home of David Koch, South Australia, or the other Peculiar Knob, Carl Stefanovic's North Sydney?
Nice. I was going to say, could be here. I will go with Koshy's place.
Correct. Nice. Peculiar Knob is in central South Australia. Nice. So like real dry up there. I don't understand what they'd be looking at. It would be very peculiar. And the Power of Wealth is the next place on the map. Why is anywhere called Power of Wealth?
Mm.
You have two choices. Is that Gina Reinhart's very own WA, she's got a power of wealth.
Yeah.
Or the NT. I didn't have any good reason.
Nah, there would.
Why would power of wealth be in the Northern Territory?
Oh, no, that means it might be.
I don't know. But, like, I don't see any
I reckon,
power of wealth there.
I reckon it's a double trick, and I reckon it's in WA.
No, it's in the NT. it's just right in the middle of the NT, not too far from Devil's Marbles. Did you ever go there when you lived in Darwin?
Yeah, that was a lot of yep.
On your way to Alice?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Finally, this morning on where in Australia is this strangely named place? Where is Gray's Depression? Is it in
right here.
Tasmania?
Oh, sorry.
Right here. Yeah, or right here. Southwest WA.
I'm going to say it's got to be Tasmania because that place is grey and depressing.
It is. Those cartographers knew exactly what they were doing. They're like, oh, God.
Okay.
What are we going to call this place? It's so grey. It's depressing. Oh, come on, I just want to go home to my cousin.
I'm so sad. My family looks good.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.